But now I'm going to say good morning to Marianne Tabraka. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Father. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. And it's so nice that you've made time for us this morning.
Thank you. No problem at all.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, we've been advertising and talking about the theology of the body. That's this, it's a workshop, I don't know what you call it, but what's the man's name that's coming now? West.
Christopher West.
Christopher West is coming to South Africa, and he's going to be giving talks and workshops and so on all around the country. How are we? Where are we? What's the situation at the moment?
Well, the excitement is definitely hotting up, Father. It's wonderful. There is so much interest. We've had a lot of bookings. The bookings are going. There's still quite a few seats left. So we ask people to really, you know, go to our website and make their bookings now.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving quite a few talks in Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Cape Town. So, you know, it's all heating up. Very, very, very excited. Christopher West and his two musicians that he's bringing out with him.
Right.
They can't wait to get here. So there's great excitement all around.
A lot of
organization, but it's all going well. It's all on track.
When does he arrive?
He arrives here on Thursday, the 7th of September.
Okay.
Where he arrives, and then we go straight through to the chancery, where he'll be giving a talk to clergy and religious in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
That's going to start at 9:30. We hope we can get him there in time. We're planning on that. So
right.
He'll go straight through from the airport to the chancery and address priests and religious.
Okay.
It's a talk specifically for them. He's called it Celibacy and Sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll also be addressing, you know, the issues today that that everybody is faced with. I'm sure you can attest to what you hear in the confessionals,
yes.
How to deal with the problems out there, specifically with young people, but not only that. I'm a counselor. I hear it with married people as well, with regards to sex, sexuality, addiction, sexual addictions, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage, etc. So that should be a very interesting talk.
Now tell me, Mary, you know, sex is so much part of our lives, isn't it? I mean, we're all sexual animals.
Sure.
And
sure.
Are young people really interested? Do you think they'll come to a thing like this? Don't they, won't they say, I know about sex, I enjoy my sex, what is this man going to tell us now?
Yeah. No, Father, nobody thinks about sex. Nobody talks about sex.
Mm.
Let me put it this way. People don't talk about sex or think about sex in the right way.
Mm.
We've all got the worldview of sex and sexuality, and it's terribly distorted, and it's terribly confusing.
Yeah.
So our young people, I say young people, but as I say, in my counseling rooms, I hear it from older people as well,
yeah.
Married people. There's such a distortion. There's so much confusion out there with regards to not only sexuality, but the sexual act. Where does it belong? What is it? What does it mean? Does it mean love? Does it equal love? Is it the same? Is it, you know?
Mm.
So, no, for sure. We've got to start thinking about it correctly. I think that's the problem. It's been totally distorted.
But do you find that young people show an interest?
Absolutely.
Really?
Without a shadow of a doubt. There is so much that they want to know, that they want to learn.
Right.
Because, you know, what they're hearing out there is off their cell phones, the computer, their friends, their buddies, TV shows, movies.
Mm.
It doesn't fit well. It doesn't fit well with young people. You know, I find that often in our talks, when you start talking the truth about sexuality, the truth about sex, the eyes widen, their hearts open, and they think, wow, this is actually what resonates with me. This is really what I've wanted it to be like.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been my experience.
Okay.
So, yeah, for sure.
So there is an interest. Now, I was wondering about that because I thought, you know, when you get a little bit older in life, you get a bit more responsible and you think about things. But sometimes your sexual hormones run away with you when you're young. So I thought maybe the young people are not particularly interested in controlling
all
that.
Well, it does. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's meant to be. We are meant to be very sexually aware as an adolescent.
Mm.
That's what adolescence is all about.
Right.
It's all beautiful. It's the way God created us, and that's how it's meant to be.
Mm.
But we're not channeling it properly.
Mm.
And I think there's so much filth out there. They're learning from the wrong places,
mm.
and it's becoming very confusing. And then it sits with them as hurt and as pain as they get into their settled lives, their marriages.
Right.
And that's when it all comes out.
Tell me, Marianne, did Marianne, is it Marianne or Marianne? What do you?
It's Marianne. Marianne. Marianne.
Is he going to be talking at schools?
Yes.
He is. Okay.
Sorry, it's Christopher talking at school.
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Sorry about it. The line is pretty bad.
Okay, sorry.
You keep cutting down, yeah. Did you ask if Christopher's talking at school?
Yes.
No. He won't be talking at school. There's no time for that.
Okay.
So the Friday he'll be talking to clergy in Johannesburg.
Right.
Thursday the 7th.
Right.
Friday morning we go through to Pretoria to the seminary there at St. John Vianney. He's talking again to clergy and seminarians.
Right.
And religious there in Pretoria. Then Friday night there's a mini jam, you know, the Jesus and Me run by Dean Spiller. They do this every year.
Right.
The big jam, the music festival. They're doing a mini one. They're running a mini one at Woodmead, Cedars of Lebanon, for all the youth.
Right.
So, and that's R50 a ticket. That's nothing. And there'll be food on sale. And it's just going to be a lovely festival kind of thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher will address them there. At the same time, sort of in between, in another venue at Woodmead, he's going to be addressing couples. So those are seriously dating couples, it's engaged couples and married couples.
Right.
And he'll be addressing them as well. That'll be, I think we're doing that in the church.
Right.
So that's also going to be very, very, it's going to be a beautiful talk for couples.
Right.
People who are considering marriage, those who are married, those who have been married. I mean, I've been married for 37 years. I can't wait to hear what he's got to say, you know.
Okay.
It's for everybody, all kinds of couples.
All right.
And then on the Saturday and the Sunday will be a seminar for the general public, anybody who wants to go. It's a two-day seminar. It's going to be held in Edenvale at the Shanahan Hall of Holy Rosary.
Yeah.
It's going to be a two-day thing starting at 9 o'clock. There'll be food given, you know, as part of the ticket, teas and coffees, refreshments, and a goodie bag.
Mm.
And that for the whole weekend is 580 rand, which is really nothing if you consider two lunches, refreshments, and an international speaker.
I was going to ask you about the cost of all these things because, I mean, to bring him out here must cost a bit of money. How are you going to cover his costs?
We are raising every single cent, Father.
Really?
It's not cheap. But you know what? God is good, and clearly this is meant to be because it really is. It's all working out to plan.
That's
and
fantastic.
We've been really blessed. Obviously, our ticket sale for the weekend seminar and the couple's evening, that's going to be 250 rand per couple.
Yeah.
If you want to come alone, you pay half of that.
Right.
So that's very, you know, that's all very important that
right.
we get, we cover, you know, the amount of seats that we've got for that.
Okay.
Continue to cover the cost. We have got amenities available for those who can't afford the full cost of the weekend.
Right.
Then just go to our website and contact us, and we will help them to cover the cost. We are also planning on having 100 seats at 200 rand for the weekend.
Okay.
But that will not include, obviously, the food, etc. There will be food on sale, however, at the venue for those people. We are trying to really incorporate everybody, but, you know, understandably, I hope people can understand we can't do this for nothing.
Right.
You know?
Now, Marianne, listen, is going to be up here, Johannesburg, Cape Town?
Yeah, then on a Monday we fly through to Cape Town, where he'll address all the general public on the Monday night at St. Michael's Parish in Rondebosch. And then on Tuesday morning, again, he goes to, is it Modderdam, where he will go and address the clergy and the seminarians there.
Okay.
So he's doing a lot. It's all around. He's addressing absolutely everybody in society, which is so wonderful.
No Durban, no Port Elizabeth, no Bloemfontein.
You know, I really wish we could have gone to Durban. PE already, we've got people flying from PE going to Cape Town. Durban, we've got people coming through to Durban. I just wish we could have fitted it all in. Honestly, I do. But they only like to be away from home for 7 days.
Okay.
Which in effect is 5 days for us because of the traveling time.
Oh,
you know,
right.
That's how they work.
That's right, yes.
So,
does he come alone or does he come with his wife?
No, he's coming alone with his two musicians, two people who work with him.
Okay.
Who travel with him.
All right.
That's Jason Clark and Mike Mangione. Mike Mangione is quite a well-known Christian gospel singer.
Mm-hmm.
where he's coming with, where he's going to help with the music and all the media stuff.
Well, it sounds very, I hope we'll be able to meet him, you know, and maybe interview him on radio.
You know, funny enough, I was thinking we have to try and slot in some time for him to be interviewed by radio. And we will do that, Father. I will be in contact with
him. It would be wonderful to do that because, you know, we talk, you talk about the TOBSA, Theology of the Body, South Africa.
Yes.
There are lots of people who say, well, what's this all about?
What
now?
Is it? Yes,
you know, sure. And it's good to be informed about this and just to inform people that, you know, it's not esoteric stuff. It's not... exegesis, and you don't have to be a theologian to understand all these things. Maybe the term theology of the body might put some people off. I don't know. But
don't worry, we have thought about that in recent times. We do understand theology. People get scared by, but it's got nothing to do with that. We don't talk theology. It's about life. It's about who we are as human persons, what our desires are. Our longings, our passions. What does all this mean in God's plan? And how do we live this out? How do we live this life that we've been called to live?
Right.
What does love mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. And young people are very keen on this. Married people are very interested in it. I do a lot of marriage counseling. Mm. And I bring that aspect into the counseling. You can't believe the revelation. Oh my gosh, is this what it's all about?
Yeah.
You know, we just got married because we wanted the big wedding, and it was just time to tie the knot, you know?
Yeah.
People don't understand, really, what the calling is, you know? So,
and you think
it's a great, it's good news.
And you think it's there's something good that even priests and bishops can learn here?
Definitely. Without a shadow of a doubt, that's for sure. Father, I'm sure you hear in the confessionals what I hear in my counseling room. So I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And there is so much that everybody can learn from these talks. You know, life has moved on. Times have moved on.
Yeah.
And the world is a different place to what it was even, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
As far as sex and sexuality goes. And we need more information on all this. And I think the church has been very slow in responding the changes that have been taking place in our society. So I think this is a very, very important thing for everybody. Parents, it's so important for parents to come as well, of teenagers. Come and hear the good news. What is God's plan?
Right. Well, it's a stroke of genius for Pope John Paul II to have written this book on the theology of the body, huh?
Absolutely. And it was written years ago,
And
it's only coming to the fore in this current time. That's how the Holy Spirit works.
Yeah, and there we go.
There's goodness in this. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Marianne, if anybody wants to know more about this and about what's happening, where and so on, what should they do? Should they phone or go to the website?
Go onto our website.
Yep.
Go onto the website, tobsa.co.za.
Right.
Okay. That's the best. All the information is there.
Right.
They can just, the phone numbers are there, who to phone, it's everything is on the website.
Everything is there. TOBSA, Theology of Body South Africa. TOBSA.co.za. And you'll find everything you need to know. And all the details of the visit.
All the different seminars, all the different talks, they're all beautifully listed and explained, and the costs and everything. It's all on there. You book online. If you don't want to do an online booking, if you don't know how to, contact us. There's a cell number, and you can do an EFT. We'll forward you the information.
Everything is there. Well, Marianne, thank you so much for organizing this. I wish you lots of success. And please, when the good man does arrive here, please remember us. We'd love to interview him and bring him live to people throughout Southern Africa on Radio Veritas.
And to get a taste of this, Father, I think Radio Veritas is going to be broadcasting one of his talks.
Oh, very good.
Your Body Tells a Story. I think that is lined up for soon. It's going to be happening.
Okay.
And people need to tune in to Radio Veritas and hear, get a taste of what Christopher West talks about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, Marianne, thank you very, very much indeed. Lovely talking to you again. And
thank you,
success.
Thank you very much, Father. And keep
thank
us in
so
the
much.
Prayers.
Thank you. We will do that. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
Indeed.
All right. Okay, thank
Bye
you.
Now. There we go. That was Marianne Tabraka talking about the theology of the body and the forthcoming visit of Christopher West coming to South Africa in September, giving talks in Johannesburg and also down in Cape Town. The time is going on for 10 minutes to 9 on Radio Veritas. We still have three.